Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Killy Trend Murphy. It's not sweaty at all. It is what we're talking about. I'm Jack, and that right there, well, that is super producer Becca Ramos!
Hello.
Have we done that one before? Who knows? It's actually
what,
impossible
to
know.
Killy Murphy?
Yeah. No. Silly Trend Murphy.
Silly Trend Murphy.
So, Killy and Murphy. This photo was being sent around in our group chat of him standing next to, a little bit behind, Justin Timberlake.
And Amanda Seyfried.
And next to Amanda Seyfried. And looking very tiny. Looking like a very short man.
Small.
There were a couple moments in Oppenheimer when I was like, in that shot, he looks a lot smaller than I think they intend him to seem. And so there's this photo of him from the In Time premiere suggesting that my eyes were not playing tricks on me. Christopher Nolan was playing tricks on all of us and using some
forever.
Lord of the Rings.
He's had Killy Murphy a few times in his movies. So
the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing us all that Killian Murphy is tall and lanky. it would appear that my internal image of Killian Murphy was based on some Lord of the Rings style forced perspective shit. Like, have you seen how they made Lord of the Rings? Like,
no.
The behind the scenes pictures? Like, it would be like, because they needed people to be all different heights, so they would actually have somebody. They'd like shoot someone with like a deep angle or deep focus lens and they'd actually be like 20 feet away, but like you wouldn't know it. And like, that's how they were made to look as small as they were supposed to. I don't know how they were doing what they were doing to me and, you know, everybody who thought of Killian Murphy as like sort of a tall, lanky fellow. Like, lanky would be, that was the phrase that, or the word that you used when we were.
Yes, he looks like, okay, so I have seen images of Killian Murphy forever, it feels like, because he was in, what, Peaky Blinders, and he was in Inception, and now this, and I'm sure other, I know horror movies in the past, like that one on the plane, 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
He's always, to me, felt like Slenderman vibe. Like, really tall, really lanky.
A Slenderman.
And seeing this image has tickled me to my core.
Of the Dublin Slenderman.
Yes. Because he looks so tiny. But also, I know, iconically, I have a really bad gauge of height because I'm really tiny. I am 5'2", and everyone to me is tall.
So, oh, interesting.
I'm like, oh, everyone's tall. Like, they're definitely 6 foot. And people are like, no, Becca, that person's 5'7". And I'm like, oh. They, you know, 6 foot to me, if I wear heels, they're still going to be taller than me. So,
right. Yeah, I don't know. This is always fascinating to me. And it's not from a perspective of any like shaming or anything like that. It is purely like an exercise in movie magic. I'm never truly not impressed when somebody who I have seen in 100 different contexts turns out to just not be the shape that I thought they were.
Absolutely.
So Cillian Murphy, I think, is maybe the biggest example of this that I would like my internal, you know, sizeometer for how tall he was way off.
We kind of went down a rabbit hole before we started recording on all these different charts that people had developed of men in Hollywood's height. And I would argue, I feel that way about all the men on these charts. Like, it's like, I would have never, I mean, it's when you put them all together in a row, you're kind of like, of course, this makes sense to me now.
Yes.
But when you're in the movies and you're watching them, I would never think these men are this short. I feel like Hollywood always is like, no, everyone's 6 foot plus.
Everyone just is made to look like they are a little bit taller than 6 foot. That's so Jamie Foxx is like, you know, 5'10", and this is like listed height, you know, so that's it's not always on going to be the truth. But I would have never thought Jamie Foxx was under 6 feet tall. Antonio Banderas is like 5'9". Sylvester Stallone famously, but that was one that kind of threw me for a loop. He's listed as 5'10", but he's not 5'10".
Like, they say George Clooney is 5'10" on this list. Would have never thunk.
Yeah. George Clooney really reads as like a 6'2".
At least.
Yeah. Kevin Hart is, and this one got me because I knew Kevin Hart was short. Like, he makes jokes about it, but he's 2 inches shorter than Joe Pesci. Like, he's very
small. So he's 5'2".
He's 5'2". Yeah.
Wow. We're the same height. Crazy.
Yeah. And then Danny DeVito is actually 6'6". That is,
believe it or not.
Yeah. They've been no. All right. Anyways, hit us with the ones that surprised you the most.
Yeah.
Let's talk about everyone's favorite movie from this summer. The Sound of Freedom. The Sound of Freedom. Like, as I was doing research on The Sound of Freedom and like how bad it's fucking up people's ability to actually address trafficking, like there are these articles that just give it the benefit of the doubt in like such a weird way. I guess because they're like, well, it made money, so it must be doing something right. But like, there's this USA Today article where they say like this guy is like credited with saving all these children, and then they like later point out that like Vice Media contradicted that with their reporting. But it's just, anyways, we've mentioned before that human and sex trafficking doesn't look like it does in movies like Taken, for instance. Like, it's not just The Sound of Freedom. Taken, you know, also portrays a world in which like human trafficking is something that it could happen to any of us. You know, the wrong Midwestern 30-something finds a zip tie on their car door handle and they're like whisked away, and they wake up and they're on a yacht where like entertainment executives and Barack Obama are like bidding on like the right to own them. And the truth is, like, the exploitation and trafficking that actually happens and that actually like fuels, there are like really troubling stats about like how common it is and still in this world, is not fueled by abduction. Data suggests that just 3% of victims of trafficking are actually the victim of abduction. Like, there's economic ways and like familial like things that are done to put people in these situations where, in order to survive, they're like forced to, you know, basically live in slavery. And so 3%, like a tiny, tiny portion of it, looks like what these people think it all looks like. And there's this like weird statistical like laundering thing that is happening where they take these statistics about how common it is that are driven by inequality and racism and like racist immigration policies, and they ignore that part and then make it seem like this is a danger to you and your family. So I don't know. It's crazy. But there was an article in Vice today that was, or a couple days ago, that was like, this is becoming a problem for organizations that actually work to help people who are the victims of trafficking. And like they talk about one group in North Carolina that, like, at a recent meeting, a volunteer was just like, actually, what you're saying is a lie. Do your own research. I've like seen Sound of Freedom and seen Facebook, and therefore here's what it actually looks like. And it's becoming like a real issue. Like, the chair at the United Nations Fund for Victims of Human Trafficking and Contemporary Forms of Slavery says the movie does not raise awareness. They say it's not awareness. This movie is full of assumptions, and it's a dangerous portrayal of what trafficking is. And so it's a mess.
Big mess.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk TikTok.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And Becca, you are famously on TikTok.
Famously very on TikTok. Not yes. Viral, but I'm chronically online. And I wanted to bring attention to the Sandy Liang Bagu drop. I feel like those who are fashion girlies, those who are Bagu girlies, they were very upset about this drop. Not the collaboration, but the drop. I feel like the collaboration had a ton of hype. I personally was very, very excited about it. I did get a bag slay, but it went so poorly from a marketing standpoint and a logistics standpoint that I felt like it was notable to talk about a little bit. I think as the rise of this hypebeast culture has come to this, I feel like, capitalist culmination point where I feel like we're having a reckoning with like sustainability and resale culture and the economy, because Bagu in and of itself is recognized as this like sustainable brand, right? It's all about reusable bags. Their price points, I would say, are pretty affordable. They do like travel bags. They do carry-ons. They do like packing cubes, all in the name of like sustainability. Like, these are things that are supposed to last at a pretty good price point. they partner with Sandy Liang, who is a very much popular new, you know, I don't want to say new, but, you know, luxury designer here in New York who is Asian American. I feel like she's become kind of beloved and has this cult following. And so her drop sold out within minutes. It malfunctioned in the sense that they sold everything in the pre-sale. So those who didn't get the pre-sale texts didn't even get a chance to buy things in the regular sale. They're having a second drop because they fucked up so bad. It was like a whole thing. And now all the people who got bags in the original drop are reselling them on Depop and other resale sites for like triple, quadruple what these bags are, which I think is such a oxymoron of what the original purpose of the Baggu Sandy Liang drop was to make this expensive brand accessible.
Yeah. And I mean, this is very common in sneakers too. And
yeah,
I do wonder if like sometimes, you know, we've talked before about how streaming services like will have things like when a big show is premiering, there will be like an outage and then that will become a story.
Love Is Blind that happened. Like they were trying to do the live stream on Netflix for the first time. And it like went so poorly.
Yeah. It's an interesting question of like whether it's intentional or whether things are just broken. And like, it's just nobody on the infrastructure side is like incentivized to make it work because then it's actually just like a marketing win for them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Should we talk baby names? So it's fun to take a look at baby names. This is from nameberry.com, which is one of our leading sources. We probably the most linked to sites that we have are the AP, Reuters, and then Nameberry close behind. But these are supposedly the 20 most controversial baby names happening right now. And I just want to go through a couple of them because so Adonis is one that I don't know. It's the name of a character in Creed, right? It's the name of the character in Creed. But it feels like a good movie character name. Great name for a god, for a mythological character. But man, it's a lot of pressure to put on a kid.
Yeah, I guess because it says the name of a handsome young lover of Aphrodite in Greek myth, the name has become synonymous with masculine beauty. And the way this article kind of writes it is like, they might not live up to that.
Right. Yeah. They have Blair for some reason as being controversial, but Dixie also caught my eye.
That makes sense to me a little
as
bit.
As a name or as a
no as a on the controversial name.
Yes.
List. Yeah.
I please don't name your child.
Yeah.
Dixie would be my advice. It's like, you know, Scarlet, Savannah, Clementine. Yeah. Like you hear those types of names and you're like, okay, I think I see what you're doing there. But Dixie's like a whole, and again, it's like, you know, Adonis being just the most on the nose, squarely like, whoa, we're really going for it. Also like Gunner is one that I have actually heard in the wild.
Yikes.
Like it seems like, again, a step up, like it's in the same family as Wilder or Maverick, which are names that I've heard, but like Gunner feels like it's like, whoa, you have gun right there in the name. Colt, I've heard
Colt.
Yeah. And like that, I think it's accomplishing the same thing without putting a Gunner there in the name. And then finally, just shout out to anyone who named their child Harvey, because they're pointing out that prior to 2017, it was like part of the, you know, old timey name revival, like that went along with, you know, old names like Howard and, you know, stuff like that.
Mm.
But 2017, not a good year for people who named
between Weinstein and Hurricane
Harvey. But yeah, I don't know. And it's also not one that like has a easy nickname.
No.
Harv.
RV. Come here, Harv.
Just go RV on him. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, August 10th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show with Miles and with one Chris Crofton. So get hold on to your butts for that, folks. Becca, where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S Ramos on all platforms. And I just want to shout out anyone who donated to Miss Ortega's wish list. I really appreciate it. Y'all are the best for a second year in a row, helping out my favorite English teacher. And I know Miles had said that we were on the TDZ Twitter retweeting any lists that y'all send us for other teachers that are in need. So keep doing that. Keep sharing. I know the school year is coming up soon. So yeah, shout out to all the teachers.
Yeah.
And shout out to my mom for retiring this year.
Hey.
Congrats to her. Yee.
Amazing. All right. That is going to do it for us this afternoon. Back tomorrow. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.